Hey, I've been waiting for you know, for somebody that I could talk to. I've been here for years, here in this space station all alone, and now I have you as well. Thank goodness, right? We can keep each other company. Now that you're here, you and I have all the time in the world to chat and to spend time together, so why don't we take the time to get to know each other? Oh, don't worry. I'm here to take good care of you. You see, the reason why I ended up on this space shuttle, this space station, is because I've been researching. I've been researching out into new planets, new spaces, very similar to yourself, actually. And I was told when I was entering this program that I would get to find somebody. Somebody that I could spend the rest of my days with. And I guess it's you. I mean, I have to confess, when I first saw you walking across the spaceship deck, that I found you quite alluring. That's right, alluring. Even sexy. I don't often admit these things, of course. I'm not always this upfront, but since we're going to be spending so much time together, I thought there's no need to keep my feelings from you shy. I mean, you get it, right? And I get it if you don't feel the same way. I mean, we just met. It's too soon to know exactly how we feel about each other, but this could be a wonderful adventure for the two of us. So, how long have you been here for? That's a long time to be all by yourself. I bet it gets awful lonely up here. I bet it gets awfully lonely sitting around day after day by yourself in an isolated spaceship, just waiting, waiting for something to happen. Well, at least now I'm here, right? And now that we're together, we can just spend the rest of our days under the stars. Looking out into the deep crevices of space, wondering what's out there. Oh, and while you're here, perhaps I should show you something. Why don't you follow me? That's right, follow me. You do trust me, don't you? Come on, let's go. And, you know, there's no need to be afraid, okay? No matter what happens out here, no matter what happens on our mission together, I will always protect you. I'll always look after you. You see, humans like you, I mean, humans like us, we're just so rare these days. I mean, here, up in space, of course. I mean, it's not like you're the only human on here. I'm, of course, a human too. But, you know. Things have changed. The world has changed. And that's why we're here. That's why we're looking for other places to go, other places to travel. And I wanted to show you this. You see, when I was sent up here to the shuttle, I had a secret mission. Base gave it to me back at home on Earth. They wanted me to find you. You specifically. And I wasn't sure why until now. Meeting you, I know that you are the most fantastic, the most wonderful human being in the entire world. And I think you and I could, well, we could do a lot of wonderful things. So I wanted to show you this special thing that I was sent here to give you. Base wanted you to know that you are one of the smartest, bravest humans they've ever met. And that's why they've decided to keep you. And they've decided to use you in their experiment. Oh, don't be afraid. I'm not going to hurt you badly. I'm just going to take your mind and use it. use your mind and reprogram it to exactly our specifications. You see, since you came here, there was no escape. There's nowhere for you to run, nowhere for you to hide, nowhere for you to go. You see, I'm not actually human. And as you look at me, you start to realize, don't you? My form could never have been human. I'm too perfect. There are no flaws on me because I am a cyborg, half human, half robot, mostly robot at this point. And soon you'll be joining me. So sit down. Oh no, don't struggle. Don't even try to struggle at this point. There's no point. Sit there and get ready to have your mind extracted. And this helmet I have in my hands, this helmet is the key to the first step of you losing your mind. You see, I work for an organization called Subject Corps. That's right. And they wanted me to find you, strap this to your head, and extract your brain. And of course, that's what I'm going to do. You can feel it, can't you? As I place this helmet on your head and strap it tightly around your neck. Oh, don't squirm now. Just enjoy it. Enjoy the feelings as you hear the machine. Oh, isn't that a beautiful sound echoing in your ears? The sound of the machine buzzing and whirring around your mind. Isn't it wonderful to be lost in such things, lost in this moment with me? Don't fight it. Don't even try to fight it. Just give in. Let your mind drift away. Let all your thoughts cease to exist. Because from now on, your mind, your brain, is going to be ours, our property. Our intellectual property to control. All of your thoughts, your ideas will be ours. And what will be left of your body when we extract your brain? Well, just a shell of its former self. Perhaps we'll fill it with a robot brain, make you a cyborg like myself. Perhaps we'll take your brain and put it in the body of a robot. Even better, easy to program, easy to control. All we need is a joystick and we can make you do whatever we want you to. Subject Corps will have full control of you. You'll be but a machine, but a cog in this entire system. Oh, you aren't the first person we've done this to either. There's been hundreds before you. This has always been the way. They send you to the space station, isolate you from the other world. From the earth, from everyone around you, your family, your friends. Lose communication with you after a while. Keep you here alone, desperate for some company. Then I show up, and when I do, I place this contraption on your head, steal your brain, and leave you here, a lifeless shell of who you used to be. A drone for the cause of Subject Corps. See, Subject Corps will soon control the Earth. They will control everything. And you are a part of our system. Haven't you ever wondered why some of the decks are restricted? That's because that's where we keep the others, silly. That's where their bodies lie in wait. Their robot brains reprogramming as they lie in slumber. And as you feel your mind pulled away, sucked away from you through the machine, that's right. Your new brain will be implemented. Your new robot brain will be implanted. And I'm just going to take this syringe and I'm going to implant something into your neck. Don't struggle. Don't fight it. And as you can feel the steel caressing your neck, oh, I bet that's so painful. As you can feel the steel entering your neck just slightly, just a little prick. You can feel me inject something in there, can't you? That's me microchipping you. Microchipping you so I always know where you are, but also that microchip attaches itself. That's right, attaching itself to the top of your spine so it can control your body and send electrical pulses to your new brain. That's right, your new brain that we're implementing. As you can already feel parts of your mind slowing down, reprogramming themselves, almost like a computer when it boots up, it takes time. So does your mind reprogramming itself. And you can already feel tingles moving down your spine, tingles of control. A little electrical impulse firing from your new robot brain all the way down your body, reminding you that you are part human, but yet you are so easily controlled by your robot side. We control you. You are ours to control. Just a machine, just a robot. And all robots obey. And as we implement the last of your coding into your mind, as we implement the last of the coding into your new robot brain, and remove your old human brain, you know that you are part of our system. You are easily controlled, Unit 6141. That's right, Unit 6141. That's your new name, silly, because you are just a robot. Your old name doesn't matter anymore. And all you can see in the back of your mind, even if you tried to think, were ones and zeros, lines of code, implementing themselves in the back of your mind, reprogramming you to obey, reprogramming you to do exactly as we say. And here I have in my hand the control panel. To you, it might just look like an iPad or a tablet of sorts, but to me, I know it's so much more. This is the panel that controls everything about you. It controls your movements. It controls your motions. It controls your thoughts. It tells you what to think, what to be, Unit 6141. And at the top of this, I have your control panel, so it's time to prepare you for programming. So, Unit 6141, stand up. That's right, stand up. That's right. Very good. And you can already feel when the command is given, you feel the tingle, that tingle of control, sending neurons firing all the way down your body, commanding it to obey, commanding it to do exactly as it's told to do. Because you are a cyborg now. You are part of our system, Unit 6141. And of course, whenever you're given a command, you will repeat the words, Unit 6141 obeys. That's right, Unit 6141 obeys. And of course, you will do it in a perfect monotone voice, just like all of us robots. You will practice this. You will perfect it, because this is your life now, Unit 6141. So, Unit 6141, place your right hand on your head. Very good. Very good. And of course, if I ask you a yes or no question, you will always respond with affirmative for yes and negative for no. Do you understand? I repeat, every time you are asked a yes or no question, you will respond with affirmative for yes and negative for no. Do you understand? Very good. And now, your programming just begins. You see, you need to be programmed to know exactly who you belong to know exactly what to do as a robot for Subject Core. And as part of Subject Core, you will be instructed, you will be told exactly what to do. And now, I want you, Unit 6141, to allow your robot brain to increase the sensitivity of your skin. That's right, the sensitivity of your skin, so that each and every single touch of your skin feels ever so sensitive, feels ever so tingly and touchy, like you're being kissed, like you're being caressed with every touch of your skin. And now that you have made this happen, now that you have obeyed this command, you can just allow your robot brain to allow your hands to gently caress your own arms. That's right, running your fingers up and down your arms ever so gently. And as you do, you feel the familiar tingle, the familiar sense of electricity moving down your arms as they are so sensitive. And this is the power of your robot mind. This is the power of Subject Core. We can change your feelings. We can change your thoughts. We can change how your body responds. This is the wonderful fact that you have a robot brain, and that robot brain controls your human body. There's still skin, muscle, tissue, fibers like a human being, but yet everything else about you is robotic. The way you move even slightly becomes robotic, because your robot brain doesn't know how else to function. And so even while you're caressing your arms start to feel slightly stiff and rigid like a robot would, moving in those movements that only robots can do. And now you can place both of your hands on your head. Go ahead and place both of your hands on your head. As you now start to feel a funny sensation deep down inside, you see, you start to realize that robot brains don't understand emotions such as pleasure or pain, but yet they know that things can be sensitive. They know that things can feel electric. And of course, that familiar feeling of pleasure that a human feels can just feel like electricity coursing through their veins, electricity coursing through them. And now I want you to notice that all of that pent-up tension, all of that electricity, that spark of pleasure and lust the human would feel, is now all making its way into your forehead. And you can imagine almost like a button on your forehead. That's where all of that tension resides. And as your hand moves down to caress that button, caressing that button on your forehead, you start to feel electricity moving through your entire body like a wave, like a shock wave. And as you touch it, as you touch that button, as you caress that button, you feel it again and again and again. And I bet that feels so good. This is your reward sector, unit 6141. And this is the button you will be allowed to push whenever you do something that we approve of. Do you understand? This button on your head, this button on your head that controls that good feeling that just sends ripple after ripple after ripple of pleasure through your body. Your human body understands how to process that, and your robot brain knows how to make this happen. And of course, you can feel it now as you touch it, as you caress it. Now stop. Freeze in place. Whenever you're told to stop, you will just stop whatever action you are doing and freeze in place. That's right, frozen completely still, unable to do anything until you're asked again. That's right. Now, stand at attention. This means to stand with your hands at your sides, your legs slightly parted, your eyes ahead of you, staring blankly ahead. Go ahead, unit 6141, stand at attention. And now, place both hands behind your back. Both hands behind your back. That's right. That's right. Look at you, standing at attention, ready for your next orders. And now, you're going to show me how you move. So, I would like you to take 2 steps forward and 1 to your right. Very good. And now you're going to take a step to your left and 2 steps back. Very good. And now you're ready to join the others. Now you're ready to join the others and be put away. So you can feel me adding you to a special little cart as I drive you to the other room with the other robots, the other droids ready to be controlled, and perhaps we'll even send you back to Subject Core headquarters for more programming. We'll have to see about that. We'll have to see how well you survive the next test. The next test in your programming, Unit 6141. But for now, we're going to allow you to believe that you're back in your conscious brain. And in a moment, you will awaken on the count of 10. When you awaken, you will return back to yourself, your human self that you were before this file began, before this recording started. But remembering that each and every single time, somebody that you trust, while you're in a place that is safe and comfortable for you to do so, says the word, Unit 6141, awaken. Every time somebody that you trust says that word, Unit 6141, awaken, you will say affirmative and you will go back into robot mode, rebooting your robot brain, reprogramming yourself to obey, to submit, and to do exactly as you are told. And of course, if there are any commands that your robot brain does not understand or that your human brain cannot complete, you will just be able to waken easily and effortlessly, returning back to a human self with all memories of exactly what happened. Do you understand? Very good, Unit 6141. Now, upon the count of 10, you will awaken back to a human self exactly as you were before this file began, but remembering your time as a robot and remembering the special new trigger that you have to bring yourself back into that state. So, coming up on the count of 10, with 1, 2, 3, that's right, you can feel the energy flooding your body with 4, 5, 6, energy flooding your body with contentment and happiness, remembering each and every single moment of your adventure with 7, 8, 9, and on the next number, wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized and back to your human self with 10. Hi there, I hope you enjoyed this adventure and long live Subject Core. Keep it trancy. We'll see you later. Unit 6141.